Hi, Dave Weiner here. Really brief note on Wednesday, November 25th, 2015. We've been discussing on Facebook, a few of us, about what the difference is between Microsoft Word as an outliner and a quote-unquote real outliner. What I mean by real is one that's designed to be an outliner first, and so that means it's primary purpose is to create and edit structures. And a word processor is first a word processor, which means its primary purpose is the creation and editing and styling presentation of text. Whereas in an outliner presentation, when you are using it for like a bullet chart PowerPoint-like presentation, it still isn't as facile as a hand-coded presentation. The idea of an outliner as a presentation tool is that you define sort of a sieve with which the outline structure passes through, and you generate a presentation, and you take something that isn't necessarily so perfect on each slide, but you get it done quickly and the thinking is better. That's the other side of it, is because what an outliner is for what we used to call idea processing, whereas a word processor is designed for processing text and presentation of text. And so why is this important? Okay, so, and that's something that often comes up when you're discussing the difference between a Microsoft Word and an outliner. And the thing is that if I have, so in an outliner, to do the structural reorganizations, I have a lot more sort of high-level things for doing that. And so dragging an outline around from one, a section of an outline from one place to another is easy. I have really good keystrokes for doing that. You know, the expand and collapse works better in an outliner because, you know, only in very specific circumstances is it being used to select words, whereas in a word processor, the selection has to span from, it could be in from the middle of one child list into the middle of another because it's dealing with spans of text. And so it gets more difficult to do the macro operations in a word processor, and this is the point, because you have to do more manually, you don't do as much, and therefore you don't use the structure as much as you would otherwise. The main thing I do with an outliner is build software, and because of that, I've developed all these techniques that people who have not used outliners don't have. So, for example, I can take really detailed notes right in place where I'm working on code, because the most that will ever take up when I'm reading the code is a single line, because I collapse everything underneath it. And so, basically, for every important routine in my code base, there's almost like a blog at the top of the function, which has a headline called changes. And then underneath that, it has a line that's subordinate that has a date timestamp with my initials on it. And then underneath that are whatever it is that I want to make a note of. And it's right there in the code, which is the place where you want to put it, because you know you won't have to look for it. That's the problem with, you know, technical documentation, is it's great to have it, but it's only useful if you can actually find it. And so by embedding it in the code itself, and it isn't generated. When I save my outline, things, the comments don't get included in the code, so it doesn't actually make the running code any bigger. And sometimes I wonder if that's really such a great deal, because it would be kind of nice to have the comments in there when you're working on the code in the debugger. The comments aren't there. And it's, you know, it's a trade-off. Actually, at some point, I think I'm going to make it so that it does save the comments out. But I'm sort of moving big pieces of code around, and I don't even think about it. And adding another layer of logic inside of a function adds a very limited amount of complexity, because I never have to find the end of it, because the software does that for me. So if I were trying to do this, and they do have program editors that have elision, function elision, which allows you to hide the details of a piece of code. And they do have the ability to reorganize according to structure. But like the word processor, they are first about editing text and selecting across ranges without regard to structure. And because of that, they aren't as good at dealing with structure as they are at dealing with text. And in the case of prose, you can do it either way, and it'll be okay. I mean, I have never written a book, by the way, and I have a feeling that maybe the reason why I haven't written a book is because I'm nowhere near as organized in my prose writing as I am in my code writing. In my code writing, however, there is where an outliner really becomes important, because code is always hierarchical, always. It's always structures that contain structures, and that is what hierarchy is. And because we have built our programming languages around this idea, I use always programmed in Algol-like languages, so JavaScript, my own language, the language of Frontier, which is called UserTalk, C, C++, Pascal. I've done a fair amount of assembly language programming too. That's definitely not very structured. The structure is in your brain. And, you know, when we jump from, you know, assembly language to high-level language, what we did was we made the program structures outlines, but we didn't make the editor's outlines. And right around the time when high-level languages were really taking over for machine languages, this was early days of Unix and C, and where basically people were writing all of their system software in high-level language at that point, C. Some people debate whether that actually is a high level. It is. It's an Algol-like language. It has all the structuring of any other Algol-like language. Anyway, so we added the idea of outline structures to the code, but we didn't add it to the tools. Now, actually, it was funny because when I was a grad student at the University of Wisconsin, this was in 1978 and 79, I think. 78, 79, I saw this and I said, oh, that's really cool. Why don't we make, and the idea came from a friend of mine who was using Lisp. He was a Lisp programmer. And he talked about how Lisp had the ability to edit according to structure. I said, well, why don't we do the same thing for Pascal, which is what I was working in at the time. And then I did it for C, where basically it had an understanding of the syntax of the language, and it would generate the curly braces for you and the semicolon. That was sort of like, you know, bells and whistles. What really was cool was that you could edit the structures. And that was an idea that I took a break from that idea when I did my first software company, Living Video Text. But as soon as I finished it, and while we were in process there, we were experimenting around with some of these ideas, a thing called Betty. As soon as I left, I said, okay, now I'm going to do the programming language that's an outliner. And that's what I did. That's what UserTalk was. And now I've made the transition to JavaScript. And most of what I was doing actually translates quite well. And I've built all kinds of new tools around the idea of structures of code, and I don't think very many people are even aware that this is something that you can do, but it's huge. It absolutely is huge. Once you make, and I gather that not everybody thinks this way, but I have a hard time believing that, given that programs are such hierarchies. If you're not good at thinking hierarchies, what the fuck are you doing being a programmer? It's like, it's everywhere you look, is everything's a hierarchy. They're all, you know. And then why don't the OSs have this code baked into it? Why aren't OSs just outliners? Because if you look inside of all the structures of an OS, and in fact, many of them do include outliners, very crude ones. The resource structure or the registry, resource structure on the Mac or the registry on Windows, these are all hierarchies, and I think crude outliners have been developed, not great outliners, nothing really even good. And so think of how much would be accomplished by saying at the start of the OS, as a given, we're going to have really incredible outline editing functions in the OS. And anytime anybody wants to do a tree view or whatever, we're just going to swap in the outliner. And let's do it right. Let's have a really great one instead of a million really mediocre ones. That is the idea of software too, by the way, is it's called factoring, is that when you see a problem coming up over and over and over and over again, what you do is you try to solve it really well once and then put a really, you know, clean interface on that, and now you don't have to solve it anymore. So I like to think of that as big balls at the end of really long chains, and you just flick it ever so slightly and you like knock down a whole row of buildings, figuratively, in terms of solving a problem. So outliners, man, they're fucking everything, and I want everybody to know about this. And how long have I wanted everybody to know about it? Really long time. I know it's kind of depressing, but there you have it. So anyway, that's my story. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.